was an account of the first annual meeting of the Philadelphia Society, covered for National Review by Guy Davenport, one of the most interesting minds in America. And in it, he referred to one speaker, among others, the late Stanley Parry, who singled out for attention on that occasion the disharmonious notion that there might be such a thing as a conservative philosophy. His point being that any such formulation came as awkwardly to the lips as a description of, say, German physics. The temptation is great to reminisce, and as one grows older, it is important to resist that temptation, because on the whole, reminiscences tend to bore younger people, and for the most part for good reason. But it would be to deprive you if I kept from you my keenest memory of Father Parry. It was during the spring of 1951 at a little church in New York City that Father Parry baptized his old friend Wilmore Kendall into the Catholic Church, while I stood by as godfather to my old mentor. After the ceremony, during which, if I remember the liturgy, Wilmore was required one after another to renounce in Latin most of the things in life he most enjoyed. We drove happily in my little convertible to lunch at Stamford. En route, Father Parry suddenly turned and said, Wilmore, do you realize that probably the best thing that could possibly happen to you is if Bill ran into a lamppost right now, causing you to depart this veil of tears?